Rather than defend the ship in hopeless desperation, the Eldar captain awaited his uninvited guests in the comfort of the bridge. Angron came through the door first, after sawing through the Xenos metal bulkhead with the snarling edges of Gorechild and Gorefather. A withering hail of splinter projectiles clattered and crashed against his ceramite armor, blasting chips and scraps from the warplate. Venomous barbs sank into what little of his flesh was exposed, but Angron ignored the poison pumping through his veins, thrusting his gen-enhanced physiology to purify his blood. Oh, how the butcher's nails sang! They pounded at the core of his skull, as if drilling deeper into the brain meat to avoid the caress of Eldar venom. He endured this savage hail of fire, and amidst the second volley, he leveled his axe at the figure seated upon the throne of sculpted alien bone. Lorgar came through after him, a tepid disregard written plain across his golden features. The merest raising of his gloved hand formed a kinetic barrier around them both, psychically shielding them from the hail fall of Eldar splinter shells. He paused, his calm eyes drinking in the foul scene around them. Corpse pits ringed the central throne, with the husks of men and aliens impaled on unclean spikes. Hooked chains dangled from the ceiling, many of them ripe with stinking fruit in the form of inhuman bodies hanging without limbs or skin.
Have you ever set foot on the knife?
Angron could barely reply. Racking twitches pulled his features tight and forced his fingers to gun the triggers of his chain axes in muscular spasms.
No, never been on the 8th Legion flagship.
Lorgar's lip curled.
This looks like Gurz's bedchamber.
The World Eater crashed his axes together.
Let this be done, brother.
As you wish.
The Primarchs raised their weapons and charged as one. First, the white-masked wielders of slave swords. Angron sawed his path through them, while Lorgar hammered them aside with his maul or sent them reeling with bursts of psychic fire. For the first time in either of their lives, the two brothers fought in unity. Angron turned, disemboweling a dark armored bladesman seeking to attack Lorgar from behind. In turn, the bearer of the word protected his blood-spattered kin, deflecting an Eldar's thrust with his maul's head and killing the warrior on the backswing. The union was effort to control and maintain, for it didn't come naturally to either of them. But they held it until only one other soul remained alive on the bridge.
Any last words?
The ship shook around them with greater force now. The Ursa's claws had bitten too deep. The Conqueror was pulling its prey apart purely by the strength of its grip. Angron staggered to his brother's side, drooling and dizzy, a flawed statue of the perfect warrior, ruined by mistreatment. As bloodstained as they both were, they could almost have been twins. The alien prince was a thing clad in baroque, ceremonial armor. A creature of angelically consumptive features and the foul stench of impure blood beneath oiled skin. The Eldar Lord's final words hissed into the air, spat from pale lips.
Two monkey god princes? There was only supposed to be one. The one to become the blood god's son. The pain engines bend the soul to the eightfold path. That path leads to the Skull Throne.
Lorgar's focus drifted to Angron as the possibilities played out behind his soothing eyes.
The Blood God's son. It cannot be.
Angron raised his axes. The raider didn't move a muscle. Lorgar reached for Angron's shoulder.
Wait. He said...
But the axes fell, and the alien captain's head rolled free.